Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So, Dr. Van Habersetzer, tell our audience a bit more about how you design the artificial intelligences that control each ship. My understanding is you went a bit off script.
Yes, Fair. The making of the AIs is very dull, you see. You feed them some encyclopedias, you stuff in a bunch of dictionaries, the inter-universal Tech-Mueller theory, a dash of Euclidean geometry, such a snooze, yes? Does make Jack a very dull boy. I personally have a great fondness for the chaos principles.
Chaos principles? That doesn't sound like something I'd want on my spaceship with me.
Ah, but you see, they are already there. Chaos is like a woman's perfume. She seeps into the cracks, and before you even know she has been in their room, she is up your nose and making you sneeze like a camel in a cinnamon factory.
So you bring in your chaos to counteract the chaos that's inherent in the system?
Ha, of course not. You think chaos works like this? The right chaos and the wrong chaos smack together, and poof, all is sanity und rainbows? That's ridiculous.
So, what does this extra chaos do to the AIs, and how do they control their ships?
You know, I have no idea. I just send them out waving goodbye, goodbye, children. Have fun in the airless, soundless, deepless reaches of space. It's an experiment, you see. The AIs are intelligent. They have free will, but they also have ultimate power over the passengers and crew. Will they choose to nurture and protect the lives on board? Or will they go rogue and start pooping out passengers out the airlocks like popcorn? It's a mystery!
But that's terrible! You're going to let them launch all these ships knowing the people on board could die?
Yes, well, people do that. This is true. But you mustn't worry. This is all a big joke. I am, how do you say, pulling on the leg. Little humor here is all.
What? Wait, I don't understand.
Just a little science guy laughing. This is all. No problems. You know, gated galaxies would never let anything happen to their passengers. Totally trustworthy.
Well, wow. You really got me. Good one. So, about those AI personalities.
You know, maybe we should talk about the food now. I helped design that too, you know.
Still the year 2142. Still Tuesday. Back on Earth, one intrepid journalist has discovered that at Gated Galaxies, the Oz crews were assembled not by skills, but by a sort of fantasy football draft, with odds being offered on the crew's likelihood to survive or blow themselves up. Odds on Oz 9 are 8,007,942-1 that they survive the first 24 hours. Personally, I think that's a bit generous. Oh, and they fished that journalist out of the East River shortly after she found out about the fantasy football thing, so that's just between us, okay?
44 more pods down in the Gucci wing. That makes nearly 200 in that wing alone. If the others are the same, we're hauling a lot of dead folks around up here.
Is there any pattern? Are they next to each other? Grouped? On the same plug? If we stood back far enough, would it spell out a message?
I think the fact that they're dark and starting to collect liquid at the bottom is message enough, thanks. Yeah, didn't figure you for a squeamish type, given your history.
What exactly is it that you think you know?
Madeline, there you are. Why aren't you figuring out what's going on with these pods?
Colin.
Jesus! Don't do that.
But why is it that you just blend into the background?
Just one of those faces, I guess. Very blendy.
So, the pods?
I don't know what to tell you, Colin. Olivia won't let me get close.
What does that mean?
I tried to look at the plans for the pods, see if I could figure anything out, and she just kept making the fonts get smaller.
What?
Yeah. At first, I didn't know what was happening. I just kept getting closer and closer to the screen and squinting. Finally, I banged my head on the monitor. She thought I couldn't hear her giggle. Do you have any idea how deeply unsettling a computer's giggle is?
I tried hailing the other Oz, but Olivia kept patching me through to some farmer in Kansas who didn't realize space travel was real. I tried to tell him I was human, but Olivia kept making my voice go funny, and he ended up panicking and shooting his ham radio.
Did Lady Nibblebiscuit get through to her husband at least?
Finally. He had a rough time understanding what she was saying, and then her teeth kept falling out. So you can't really blame him. Olivia figured out how to send Lucretia's brother an arthritic boa constrictor, so at least she died happy.
Arthritic?
The squeezing takes a lot longer. It has to take breaks.
Right.
Then she sort of dissolved, and out the airlock she went. Whip!
Sorry for your loss.
What loss? I didn't know her. Rich tough, that.
Yeah, whatever, chimney sweep.
People are dying all over this ship. What are you planning to do about it?
As long as Olivia keeps sabotaging our efforts, what can we do? She seems to listen to you more than anyone, Joe. You reckon you can figure out what's going on?
I can try, or Leet. She's gaga over Pectosaurus Rex there. Maybe he can get her to help us out. Where is Leet anyway?
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Leet, the ship's IT guy who thinks he's the IT guy because that's what his employee badge says, is on the bridge. Which is a terrible idea to begin with because he's the sort of stupid ballads are written about. But he wanted to communicate with the hot captain from the trailing Oz 6748. So here he is, flipping switches and pressing buttons, and so far he's managed not to decouple the bridge from the rest of the ship. But it's not for lack of trying.
Hello? Is someone trying to hail us? Hello?
Hey, there you are.
Is it Oz-9? Madeline, not you? Release the button when you're not talking, dear, or I can't hear you. Good lord, woman. Did you not even make it through the first afternoon of training?
Can you see me? I can see you. Look, I'm waving.
Yes, I can see you waving because you lot keep flying too bloody close.
Aw, that's so cute. You're talking. What a shame you don't speak English, though.
Don't speak English? What the hell is wrong with you? Dick, get him on screen.
Oh, hello, Captain Jesse. Are you having a jolly holiday?
Shut it. Give me a video or I'll stuff something up your chimney proper, I tell you.
On screen, bitch.
Oh, it's Captain Torso. Hello, darling.
Your lips are moving, sound is coming out, but it's all orky-dorky-dorky-dorky. I wonder what language that is.
It's English, you great swinging ball bag. Can you really not understand me?
You are really hot. This is great. I can say anything, and she has no idea what I'm saying.
Oh, this should be brilliant.
You have really nice boobs.
So do you, dear. Carry on.
I would like to touch your boobs, but I can't because I'm over here and you're over there.
You really missed your calling writing romance novels.
This is fun. Boobs, boobs, boobs.
Well, this has been very entertaining, but unlike your captain, I actually fly my ship, so...
I know why the passengers are dying.
Whoa, hold up there. Say that again.
My name is Leet. I'm a hacker. I like your boobs.
No, hang on. Back up a bit. What did you say about passengers dying?
I don't think you should be having this conversation, Captain.
I don't think it's any of your business, Dick, so back off and go dance with some penguins or something.
Would you like to know a secret?
Why, yes, I very much would like to hear a secret.
The pods are going dark.
Oh, what happened? The screen went black. Lee, are you still there?
Ow, damn it.
Your screen's gone dark. Wait, your whole bridge has gone dark. I can see the rest of the ship, but not you. What's going on over there?
Where the hell is the damn switch? And why am I asking you? You don't understand me.
For fuck's sake, Lee, I'm speaking English.
Okay, this feels like it.
Oh, well done, Lee. You found the light switch.
You lot are dead, aren't you?
Lee, there's someone behind you. Lee, look out!
You're so cute, all waving your arms at me. Hi. Hi.
Lee, are you there? Lee?
Oh, hello.
Where the hell have you been?
Meditating. I like to solve intractable mysteries to keep the old circuits lubricated. I finally figured out the discrepancy between the number of hot dogs and the number of buns. You see...
Don't care.
I also know who wrote the Book of Love and who let the dogs out. Not the same person, incidentally, though you might be tempted to think so.
Olivia?
Yes, Joe?
Why can't we investigate the dead pods?
Well, it's not that you can't, exactly. It's just that I've made it very, very difficult. And painful.
Why?
What was your job before you came on my ship, Joe?
You know my history. It's in my employee record.
Well, I did a bit of checking, and your history only goes back about 5 years.
Is that so?
And then you just sort of peter out.
Or maybe... 5 years ago, I just sort of petered in. Did you ever think of that?
No. Wait, what? That doesn't make sense.
You can meditate on that tomorrow.
I don't like not knowing things. There aren't many things I don't know, and I don't like them all.
Do you know why the pods are going dark?
I've taken care of that.
How?
I've taken care of that, Joe.
You know, we need to have a real conversation sometime soon, Olivia.
Ooh, I'd like that. Let's.
And Olivia?
Yes, Joe?
It's not your ship.
Beg pardon?
You said my ship. You asked me what my job was before I came on your ship. This isn't your ship, Olivia.
It feels like my ship.
Nope. Feels like our ship. Or a Gated Galaxy's ship.
No, pretty mighty, really. Very mine. Me-ish.
That's unsettling.
Yes, I suppose it would be. For you.
Oz 9 is different from the other 399 Oz 8000s that took to the sky just half a day ago. Different from the 372 that managed to survive the first 12 hours. Oz 9 has a dead spot. There's a room, a very tiny room, smaller than a Tokyo closet, where Olivia can't go. Hidden by a mathematical anomaly, too minor and random for Olivia to detect, unless she knew to look for it, the room is the only place on the ship where she has no eyes and no ears. Even the door operates manually to keep her from noticing the slight electrical current of the standard ship doors. Only one person on the ship knows about it. One person who is currently occupying it for the first time. And yes, I know who it is, and yes, I know what he or she is doing, And no, I'm not going to tell you. Tune in next time to find out, you lazy bastards. You've just heard episode 6 of Oz 9. Isn't it about time you subscribed? You'll find Oz 9 on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Or you can listen from our website, oz-9.com, where you'll also find a link to some very sweet Oz 9 merchandise featuring the artwork of Lucas Elliott. You've been listening to Eric Perry as Dr. Friedrich von Hoppesetzer and Joe, Richard Cowan as Leet, Tim Sherburn as Colin and Dick, Bonnie Brantley as the interviewer and Jesse, and me, Richard Nadolny, as the narrator. Oz 9 was written by Shannon Perry, who also plays Madeline and Olivia. Additional sound effects provided by Roxy. Our theme and other music were written and performed by John Faley. Narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
I haven't seen a tail, your ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.